to the Quality of Life podcast. I'm Erin Olson, a wife, a mother, and a serial entrepreneur. After starting three successful businesses, I've learned some hard lessons regarding the ins and the outs of starting and running a small business. My intention is to share my knowledge that I've learned from the School of Hard Knocks so you don't have to learn it the hard way like I did. Each week, I hope to guide you to the next level in your business or in the business that you work in. So let's go. Hey guys, welcome back to the Quality of Life podcast. This week is all about hiring your first employee, or your next one if you already have an employee. An employee is one of the most important assets and expenses that you will have as a business owner. Your employees are an extension of your business in and out of your place of work. So when you hire, it is important to hire the best candidate that you can afford. I know that the first hire is usually family and friends, and they are a useful need in a small business. And I should warn you, working with family can be great, as they are usually cheaper and more flexible than others. But having them continue as an employee for any real length of time can be tricky, to say the least. I have hired and fired my own sister, my brother, my sister-in-law, and family members of my business partner. And Christmas and Easter have never been the same. I mean, it is no one's fault, but working with family adds pressure. And you know that little healthy competition that you guys have with your siblings and other relatives? That is exponentially increased when you work with them. And unfortunately, it makes it hard to have accountability when things go awry. Then you're left with hurt feelings from someone that you love and that you get to see at every family gathering for as long as you can imagine. But that is not the employee that we are going to talk about today. Today, we are talking about the first non-family hire. This new person sets the tone for so many things within your business. The first hire is the one who sets the standard of your company culture and your growth. So how do you decide when you can make your first hire? Well, in the case of Hey Chicks, our first hire came to us. One of our customers came in to pick up product and said that if we ever needed help, she would love to work with us. And after a week or so, we hired her to help with the phone calls and the emails. And Kelly stayed on for several years and was an integral part of our business. She was a great first hire that came looking for us. We didn't even know that we needed her as bad as we did. And I'm sure you don't think you're ready yet either. I mean, you probably aren't even paying yourself good yet. So how can you afford to pay someone else? Here is something to think about. What tasks take the bulk of time that you either hate or that keep you from doing things that grow your business? At first, for Hey Chicks, we got help in the manufacturing end, and it was a fairly easy job that took a lot of time and kept us from working on advertising and customer support. But as we started getting more calls and emails, that was where we needed the most help. So, where are the areas in your business that are sucking the most time away from you? I know that delegation is scary. Delegation is just business lingo for entrusting another person with a task or responsibility. And after all, this business is your baby, and no one does it like you do. Believe me, I know. But herein lies the problem. You have got to get good at letting go of some of the things that you do in order to grow your business. And if you don't delegate some of your to-dos, you will burn out and cap the growth that your business can achieve. Yes, it's scary. Yes, they will make mistakes, but you can't afford to not delegate some tasks. So here is how to find and train your first employee. First, the person you hire first will essentially be an assistant for you. They will need to be flexible and willing to do all sorts of jobs. Just as you wear many hats in your business, they will have to be willing to do so as well. So when you look to hire, there are some key attributes that must be required. One, you have got to get along with them. You will be working very closely, so you must get along with their personality type. Two, you have to hire based on their attitude and ability to learn and take direction, not their skills. Believe me, this is one thing that I have failed at so many times. hiring somebody who supposedly knows a job, but they know how to do it how they were trained at another job. So they have had to relearn, and sometimes they just weren't good fits for what we were hiring for because they were hired and trained in a completely different way. So hire based on their attitude and their ability to learn and take direction. 3, they have to want to grow with the company. I know you're hiring a entry-level person, but they have to be willing to grow and to take on new tasks and new jobs as the company grows. If not, they're probably not the right fit for you. And 4, they have to have passion about your industry. Now, this may not be something that they start with, but they have to get excited when you talk about where your business is going. And if they don't get excited, then they're probably not the right fit either. Yes, that is a tall order, but I assure you that your ideal first hire is out there, regardless of what people say. You know, there's a lot of talk about how no one wants to work anymore and how hard it is to find good help. And yes, the culture of our United States has made it so easy for people to get a job if they want it for decent pay without skills. And there is now a culture of job hopping. When they get fed up with a job or the boss, they just jump ship and get another one because there's so many jobs available. And without getting political, it has created some challenges in finding the right person, but it is possible. Places to look for that person is to ask around your friends and other business owners for anyone who's looking for new work. Or even just pay attention where you shop and where you eat and see if there are any standout employees. I have hired several people from restaurants, grocery stores, and yes, even gas stations because I could tell that they were a go-getter. Another place to look is at a local college or high schools. There are a lot of candidates that are looking for an intern opportunity, and some might even work for free depending upon what you're hiring for. Talk to the dean of students and see if you can submit a job listing. Other outlets are out there and can be expensive if you're not careful. Posting a job on Indeed is a great place to start. Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace are also valid options, and that is where your new hire is probably looking. But in order to get quality applicants, you might have to get creative with your job description. You have got to market this listing right. Sell the position. A good sample for a description would be something like, "Hey, we are a fast-growing company on a mission to serve our customers and create the best customer experience in our industry. Are you a self-starter with boundless energy and a knack for making things happen? We are seeking a jack-of-all-trades to help us grow to new heights. Requirements or responsibilities include, but are definitely not limited to, working closely with the owner to streamline workload, being flexible with a can-do attitude, picking up the slack in the day-to-day workload to help us grow our business to new heights. Passion, resilience, initiative, and grit are all requirements, as well as the willingness to take on new tasks as we grow. What we offer are unmatched opportunity to grow yourself and become a leader in our industry. As a startup, your growth is only limited by your ability to learn and your imagination. You will be empowered to help shape our company's future, and your voice will definitely be heard. We can offer a fun, lively culture where work feels like anything but a chore. Please submit your resume and a cover letter to fill in the blank by such and such deadline." Now, that sounds like somewhere we would all like to work, and not your typical job. As far as wages or compensation go, that is completely up to you as long as you abide by labor laws and minimum wages. But one thing to sell your job listing is the opportunity of growth. Nobody wants to start as an entry position with little or no opportunity to move up. I suggest you offer above minimum wage with bonuses available. And I would start as a part-time employer, not full-time, because you need to know what you can afford and how much work you actually have for them. Hiring the right person is time-consuming, but so worth it. If you're just hiring a warm body or anybody who is just looking, I guarantee it will be way more costly. So don't rush this step. The best way to start the interview process is with phone interviews. Feel them out before you waste your time meeting them. listen for any red flags, and have your drama detector in full effect. The last thing you want is drama. Ask them what they liked the most and what they liked the least about their last job. Try to listen for blame and unaccountability. You must be honest that this is new to you too, but you know it'll be worth it. After you narrow down your search to a few candidates, I suggest meeting them at a coffee shop. Be there early and watch how they treat the barista and what they are wearing. Then have a conversation with them about your company and the vision of where you're going. Ask them how they think they'll fit in. Then make a decision of who to hire. Make sure you send out an email to all the runners up that you will be in touch as your business grows. Never burn bridges. You never know who might fit in later that doesn't fit right now. Then establish your new hire's start date and begin the state-required paperwork if necessary. To be honest, most businesses pay cash so that they don't have to deal with payroll and unemployment and workman's comp. But if you don't hire as an independent contractor and 1099 them at the end of the year, this is a horrible option. And friends, it isn't legal. It's up to you to do the required research to make sure you are dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Let me tell you guys, one other thing about paying people cash is that, yes, you think you can afford it, but in all honesty, it ends up hurting you in the long run. So do it right. And we'll talk about payroll at another date. Guys, one thing about training a new hire. When you start, have them shadow you for at least a week, explaining what you are doing and why you're doing it. Then start by giving them small projects to build their confidence. And remember, you cannot over-explain what and why you are doing what you're doing. I can tell you firsthand that too little direction and explanation has resulted in many failures in my businesses. Also, explain clearly what is expected of them, as detailed as possible. Deadlines or schedules and tasks alike. What does winning look like in their job? I mean, paint the picture. Tell them weekly where your business is going and how they get to be part of it. It really is super exciting, and you need to let them know how they fit in to the bigger picture. Then, as you get more and more comfortable with each other, allow them to take on more tasks and more responsibility. Allow them to fail and then discuss what they and you learned from it and move forward. You as a leader and boss are the most important part of your business. You can grow individuals into leaders as well. There's a great book called The 1 Minute Manager by Ken Blanchard and Spencer Johnson that can really help you lead in a way that encourages team members to make decisions, grow, and be accountable for those decisions. It is a quick and informative read that I highly suggest, and I will put it in the show notes. Guys, hiring your first employee is scary, but let me tell you, it is so worth it. And most entrepreneurs wait way too long and stifle their growth. Hire part-time as soon as you can. You will see the rewards so quick that you will have wished you'd done it way sooner. Well, guys, that is what I have for you today. I hope that this gets you thinking about your first hire or your next one. Just imagine the new heights your business can reach when you have more time to work on growing it while your new team helps it run. If you got any value out of this episode, please share it with that one friend that you know that is running themselves ragged, trying to do it all. Who knows? It might help them reach new heights as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week on the Quality of Life podcast. See ya! Thanks for listening to today's episode. Be sure to check us out on the Quality of Life podcast, Facebook and Instagram pages, and our website, theerinolson.com, for downloads and more information. That is theerinolson.com. Stay up to date by joining our email newsletter. Together, we can improve all of our quality of life.